Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the first chapter of Hilchos Gerushin, the Laws of Divorce. In this Perek, the Rambam will go through the most basic elements of a get, a bill of divorce, on a Torah level. There are 10 such elements, as we will see. Halacha Aleph. Eina isha miskareshes el b'ksav, she'egila uksav ze hu'anikur get. A woman is only divorced with a document which was handed over to her, and this document is referred to as a get, a bill of divorce. Vasar dvarim hein ikar gerushin min Torah ve'ilu hein. Now there are 10 items which are fundamental aspects of the get on a Torah level, and these are they. Number 1, shelo yigarish ish el b'ratzono, that the man only divorced the woman with his will. Number 2, v'shegarish b'ksav lo b'divar acher, that he divorced her with a document and not with anything else. Number 3, v'sheyeh inyan haksav shegirusha v'asira mikinono, that the content of that document be that he is sending her away, he has removed himself from his initial acquisition. Number 4, v'sheyeh inyano davar hakoris b'ino l'beino, that its topic, its content, should be related to the fact that it's dividing between him and her. Number 5, v'sheyeh nechtav l'shma, that it be written for the sake of this particular woman. Number 6, v'shelo yeh mechusar ma'isa acher k'sivaso ela nesinaso la bilvat, that nothing else should be lacking after it's been written, other than the actual handing it over to her. Number 7, v'shenehula, that he should give it to her. Number 8, v'shenehula v'me'edim, that he should hand it over to her in front of witnesses. Number 9, v'shenehula v'toras gerushin, that he should hand it over to her with the intent that this serve as a divorce. Number 10, v'shiyah ba'al o shlucho hu shenosen la, and it should be that the husband or his messenger that gives it to her. Ushar advarim shebeget, kigon hazman, v'chasim hasedim, v'kyotipen, hakoma debris sofer. Everything else aside from these 10 things are all rabbinic in nature. Now, the Rambam is going to go and explain each one of these in depth, but beforehand, he's going to first explain the sources for each of them. Now, how do we know that these 10 items are each required on a Torah level? Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Vayayim lo simzachin beinav, mekasav la sefer krisos, venasam biyadav, v'shulcham mibeisav." Im lo simzachin beinav, milamei shein megarish el bertzono. The pasuk tells us that a husband can divorce his wife if she does not find favor in his eyes. That implies that he's only going to divorce her when he chooses to. Im nisgarish shelo bertzono. And in fact, if he forced to divorce her somehow without his will, then that does not count as a divorce. However, with regards to the woman, she can be divorced whether she has consent or not. From the fact that the pasuk says, and he writes her this bill of divorce, that indicates that she's only going to be divorced if there's a document involved. La lishma, the fact that it says for her, that implies that it must be for the sake of this particular woman. Sefer krisos, davar hakoris beino lebeina, shalishar lo alav rishos, v'madayin lo nechras beino lebeina, ena megreshes k'moshe isbar. The fact that the bill of divorce is referred to as a document of separation, that indicates that it must be something which fully separates between him and her, and that he have no domain left over her. And if he indeed does leave some domain over her, then they are not divorced, as the Rambam will explain. V'nasam biyadda, that he places it in her hand, that indicates that she's only going to be divorced once it's reached her hand, or the hand of her messenger, who counts as her hand, therefore, or into her courtyard, her domain, which also counts as her hand, as the Rambam will explain. The fact is that he must send her away, that's the indication of the get, and not that he was sending himself away from her. Now this one the Rambam is going to explain more. If the husband writes to the woman in the document that you are sent away, you are divorced, you are on your own, you are now permitted to any other person, or anything which is along these lines, so then that counts as divorce. The foundational element of the get is that you are hereby permitted to all other people. He has to write that he's sending her away. But if he instead says that I'm no longer your husband, I'm no longer the one who's betrothed to you, I'm no longer your husband, in a different way of phrasing in Hebrew, that is not going to be a valid get, as the pasuk says, and he will send her, not that he will send himself. And similarly, if somebody writes to his wife, you are now a free girl, that doesn't indicate anything. It sounds like he's sending her free from bondage, not from marriage, and therefore, that is not a get. When the Torah says that he sent her from his home, it does not mean to imply that she's only going to be divorced once she leaves his home. Rather, As soon as the get reaches her hands, then already the divorce process is completed, even though she still might be in his home, as Rambam will explain. Rambam explains, what does the pasuk indicate then? That if he divorces her, and he doesn't drive her from his home, she still remains in his home, so then we assume it's as if he had divorced her and then remarried his divorcee, at which point she would require a second get, as will be explained later on. How do we know that nothing else can be lacking in the process of creating the get after it's been written, other than handing it over to the wife? Well, the pasuk says, because of an asan, it juxtaposes the fact that it'd be written and then given. That indicates that nothing else can be left in order for it to be a valid get. That excludes something, for example, which needs to be cut off before handing it over to her. Therefore, the Rambam gives us an example. If somebody writes a get on the horn of a cow, then it could still be a valid get as long as he gives her the cow. But if he cuts off the horn and then hands it over to her, that is an invalid get. Similarly, if somebody had written it on something that was attached to the ground, and then had cut it off, and then had the witnesses sign on it, seemingly finishing the get, and then he gave it over to her, it's too late. Once it was written while it was on the ground, it's no longer a valid get. You can't write the get, even the most basic text of the get, without the key point, as we will see, while it's attached to the ground. However, if after the fact it was done in such a fashion where the basic text of the get was written while it was attached to the ground, then it was attached, and then only afterwards you filled in the most vital information, the name of the man, the name of the woman, the time of the get, as well as the key line that you are hereby permitted to everyone, then he had witnesses signed it. So then, in that case, if he had given it in this fashion, that is going to be a valid get. Halachas. Kasav kala get ala hazruab atitz nakov, ach bishanasan laha atitz kulo, haget pasal, kzeir Hashem yiktom. If somebody wrote the entirety of the get on a leaf of a plant that was growing inside of a flower pot that had a hole in the bottom, which creates additional connectivity between the flower pot and the ground. So now, even though in that case, he gave her the entire flower pot, so he didn't cut anything off, in that case, it's still an invalid get, because there's a concern on a rabbinic level that he might come to chop it off in that case. However, he is allowed to write it on the side of the pottery, on that pot itself, and then hand her that whole thing itself. How do we know that it's only going to be a valid get when he gives it to her with the intention to accomplish divorce in that moment? Well, the pasuk says, Sefer Krisos Benasam Yada, that it should be a bill of divorce, of cutting, and the time when he gives it over to her. Aval im nisano la betoras shehu shtar chov, o mezuzah, o shenazah, o b'yada, v'hi yishena, v'nei ora, v'arehu b'yada, eino get. However, what emerges, therefore, is if he gives it to her with the assumption that, oh, here, this is a document of debt, or that it's a mezuzah, or that he placed it in her hands while she was sleeping, and then she woke up, and she saw in her hand, oh, I'm holding a get, then it's not a valid get. However, he says to her afterwards, this should be your get, this should be your bill of divorce, then that will be a valid one. If the man says to witnesses, look, I'm giving her this get, and then he gave it to her and he said, here, take this document of debt, in that case, that is a valid get and she'll be divorced. Since he had informed the witnesses beforehand that he was doing it with intent to divorce her. Now, why did he refer to it as a document of debt instead? That was because he was simply embarrassed in front of her. When somebody is divorcing his wife, when he hands it over to her, he's required to say that this is your get or something to that effect. If he handed it over to her without clarifying further, so then that's going to be an invalid get. When is it true that if the man doesn't say, this is your get, that it will be an invalid get? That's if he hadn't been talking about matters of divorce beforehand. However, if they were in the middle of a conversation about matters of divorce and he just handed it over to her without saying anything, that is a valid get. Halacha Yud Beis. Get shayim munach al aretz, v'amar la tligi teich mal gabi karka, unsalta. O shahaya kasher al yada, al yirecha, ushalafatu, mimenu. Afal pish amar la achar shabal yada, harizek iteich. eno get. Shneimar benasam biyada lo shitiyachi me atzma v'ari lo nasana lohu lo shlucha. If a man had get on the floor and he says to his wife, pick up your get from the floor, and she takes it, or it was tied around his hand or his thigh and she pulls it off him, even though he says to her after the get is in her hand, this is your get, it still is an invalid get. As the pasuk says, and he places it in her hand, not that she takes it on her own, and in this case, he didn't give it her, not him, nor his agent. Aval im herkin la begufo, ohita yada al shlofta haged me alav, v'amar la harizeg gitev, harizeg get. However, were he to move himself in the direction where she was, so that way it will help assist give her the get. So, as long as she pulls it off then, and he says, this is your get, in that case, that is a valid get. It counts as him having given it to her. Now, how do we know that he has to give it before witnesses? We have a general rule in the Torah that in order for something to be established, you need two or three witnesses present. And the Rambam tells us, logically, it would be impossible that today she was considered one of the immoral relationships. If somebody were to have relations with her, they'd be obligated to be killed by Beis Din, and yet the next day suddenly she's permitted without any witnesses. Therefore, if he hands her over the get between him and her, even with one witness, it still is not going to be a valid get at all. When is that true? If the get was written in the handwriting of a scribe. However, if the husband had written the get, and then one witness had signed upon it, and then he had given it to the woman, in that case, it's an invalid get, which we'll see is less than a totally invalid get. It still has some effect. It's not as invalid. Now, it's a rabbinic decree that witnesses sign on the get. Because there's a concern that the two witnesses who he had given the get over in front of will pass away. And then in that case, the bill of divorce that she has in her hand is like any other pottery shard from the earth that has no witnesses on it. Therefore, Chazal enacted that the witnesses testify within itself. Nonetheless, even though there are witnesses signing on it, the Rambam teaches us that she's still supposed to receive it in front of two witnesses, whether those very ones who had signed on it, or two others. Sheikar Gershon Ve'edim is here, because the fundamental, essential element of the divorce is with two witnesses who observe the handing over of the get. Halacha Tes Zayin. Chas Bo Shnayim, Vavar, Unsano La, Beino Leveina, O Shnimsu Edim Asira, Psulin, Harei Ze Kosher. Ho Ve'edim Shebo Ksher, Harei Get, Yotze Mitachat Yada. If two witnesses had signed upon it, and the husband transgresses and hands the get over to her between him and her alone, or that it turns out that there were witnesses who had observed the exchange, but they themselves were invalid witnesses, in that case, the divorce is still valid, since the witnesses who had signed upon it were valid, and the get, which is leaving her hands, is one which has these witnesses signed on it. However, the Rambam notes that there were some of the Gaonim who ruled that it was invalid in such a case. If the witness who had signed on it were invalid, or even if one of them was invalid and the other one was valid, and then he handed it over to her in front of two valid witnesses, nonetheless, the get is invalid in that case, because then it looks like it was a forgery inherently in itself. If the witnesses distance their signatures from the text of the get, two lines, so then it is an invalid get. How much is he supposed to have them distance from that? Less than two lines, in order so that their names will be read along with the text, will look like they were signing along the text. When is that true? That's only necessary in a case where it had been leaving her hands, she had the get, but there weren't witnesses who had observed the exchange. However, were he to have given the get over to the woman with witnesses present, even though then the ones who were signed on it are very, very far from the text, or there are no witnesses who had signed on it at all, then it still is a valid get. Again, Sheikar Gerushin Beidim is here. Just the foundational element of the divorce is with the witnesses who observed the exchange. The witnesses that he gives the get over in front of need to read it first, and then the man can give it over to her. if he had given it over first by accident. So then, in that case, the witnesses go and take it immediately afterwards and read it. If they had read it, give it back to the husband, and then before the husband or his agent goes and gives it over to the woman, they first stick it under their arm, make it in some way where it could have hypothetically been exchanged with a different one. So then in that case, the witnesses need to go back and read it again. Now, in that same case, where the husband had stuck it back under his arm and the like, where we ideally want them to read it again, if they didn't read it again, and the wife just takes it in anger, she throws it into the sea or the fire, and now it's destroyed, we don't know whether she was divorced or not, we say that she's divorced in that case. Since they had read it initially and they knew it was valid get, we aren't so concerned to the point where we say that he actually had exchanged. We want them to read it again to make sure that he did it, but it's not going to say that it's now an invalid divorce. No, we assume it's a divorce. Moreover, even if the husband now claims, I actually switched it was a different document, not the one you had read, nonetheless, he's not believed, she still is divorced. However, if they hadn't read it at all initially, and the husband had then given the get over to the wife in their presence, and she had thrown into the fire of the sea, even though the husband claims it was a valid get, in this case, we are uncertain whether she's divorced because of the fact that they had never read it. If the husband had thrown the get into the wife's courtyard and it had landed amongst various barrels and it was in the presence of two witnesses, and then they went and they searched out and they found a single mezuzah or a single document of some other content, so then we don't worry that maybe there was a divorce. Because we assume that which he found was that which he had thrown. And apparently, he hadn't actually thrown her a get. However, if they discover two or three mezuzos or other documents, then we have to be concerned that maybe he really did throw her a get, and then just the mice had dragged it away, because once we found other documents here, then we can't as easily say that, oh, the one that he had thrown must have been the one that we found, because obviously there were other documents amongst these barrels, and therefore, in this case, it's a case of doubt whether or not she's divorced. The witness who signed the get need to be able to read and sign. If they don't know how to read, so then we read it in front of them in their presence, and then they sign. This is assuming that they understand the language of the get. However, if they don't know how to sign, what do we do? So we outline what they're supposed to sign with spit or something else which won't stay for a long time, and then they write their name where that mark had been. But we don't do this with regards to any other document. The Rambam explains this is a special leniency with regards to Gittin alone, with regards to documents of divorce, in order so that the Bnei Yisrael won't have their daughters left stranded, unable to remarry, because they won't have somebody available to serve as witnesses. Since the signing of witnesses is only something which is rabbinic in nature, they were lenient with regards to this. Nonetheless, even though the signatures of the witnesses on the get is only rabbinic in nature, Chazal enacted that the witnesses sign their names as clearly as possible. Similarly as well, they instituted that the two witnesses on the get shouldn't sign unless they are in the presence of one another. And if they sign not in the presence of one another, so then that's an invalid get. Moreover, Chazal had enacted that they should write the time that the get was given, as well as the place where it was written, just like any other document. Because there's a concern that perhaps his wife is a relative of his. Let's say she was the daughter of his brother, and he doesn't want her to die. If she committed adultery while she was married to him, he'll go ahead and he might write her a document of divorce after she had actually committed adultery and give it to her. That way it would look like she had already been divorced at the time, if there's no date on it, and she can claim that she's not liable to be killed. Because had there been no time written in the document, then she would be able to claim, no, it was before the act of immorality that she had done that she had been divorced, and therefore it's not a capital offense. Therefore, Chazal instituted that the time of the get be written in the get. Get Yeshua of Adam, Vain Bozman, Oshay Mukdam, Omocher, Oshinaka Bayom, and Echim Balela Shahar, Afkisha Sukumoto Anion, O Kosov as a Gebir Shalim, and Tabak Kosov Lud, Kol Elub Sulun, Achachim Bobisman, Xibaso, Mokom Xibaso. A get that had written within it witnesses that didn't have the time, or that it was a wrong time, either that it was too early or was too late, or that it was written during the day and was signed only at night, the following night, even though they had been discussing that very topic all along, or it was written that it was in the place of Lud, when actually the get had been written in Yerushalayim. In any of these cases, the get is invalid until they sign it in the proper time and in the place. Halacha Chavav. Chatach imenu zman, mtsanullah. O shalo katzav shem hayom, ele b'shabs, rishona o shniyam e'chodesh ploni, o b'chodesh ploni, o b'shana plonis, lo hizkera chodesh, afilu katzav b'shvua ploni, kasher. If the time had been written but cut off, and then he gave it to the wife, or that they hadn't written the exact day, but rather this is the first week or the second week of a particular month, or more broadly, just the particular month, or more broadly, just the particular year, even without any writing any month, or most broadly, he just writes which Shemitah cycle, which 7-year cycle had been in, that is still valid. That counts as time. Similarly, if he writes, I divorced her today, that is going to be a valid get, because that indicates the very day that the get had been given. Furthermore, Chazal had enacted that they should count with regards to the counting of the year system based off of the local rulership. If they hadn't written in accordance with the local counting system of that kingdom, but rather they had done some other kingdom, or they had counted since the Beis Hamikdash had been built, or since it had been destroyed. So now, the Rambam tells us it depends. If it had been normal for the people in that place to count in such a fashion, so then it's a valid get. However, if it's not normal, then it's an invalid get. However, the Rambam tells us practically, the custom of all the Jews at that point in history was to write in the get either off of the time from creation of the world, or off of the rulership of Alexander the Great, Alexander the Macedonian, which was the way they would count within documents. The imkas of l'shein malchus osozman, the medina sheish barushas osamalchus, hareza kasha. If he had written based off of some local contemporary kingdom, then that is going to be a valid way of counting. But if he was writing off of some other contemporary kingdom, one which wasn't where he was, that's going to be invalid. Halacha chafches, final halach in the parak. Ha'omer l'shnayim kisvi l'chismu t'nu get l'shti, v'nesachar davar yamim oshnan. O shenimtza get batel, v'hutrichu l'chtov l'get acher kasher, acher kama shanam k'moshis bar, hareilu kosun zman aksiva l'makum aksiva. If somebody had told two people to go ahead and write and sign and give a get to his wife, and then for whatever reason the matter got delayed for some days or some years even, or that it was discovered that the get that they had prepared was invalid and they needed to go ahead and write a new valid get after some number of years, as the Rambam will explain, then in this case, they need to write the time and place of the actual writing of the get, not at the time or the place of when the husband had initially told him to. Ketza, the Rambam will illustrate and make this clear. Hayu b'Yerushalayim k'sh'amar lehen, v'hayu omdim b'tishrei, v'nis'achar an-nisan, v'arehen b'lud, kosan zon a-get, v'nisan b'lud, sh'sham nechtav a-get, k'shar sh'taros. If the husband was in Yerushalayim when he had told them to go ahead and prepare this get, and it was the month of Tishrei, and then it was delayed for 6 months until Nisan, and at that time, the witnesses were in Lud, a different city, so they should write Nisan and Lud, the place where they currently are, not the place where the husband had initially instructed them. Have a wonderful day.